It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
I want to thank Alyssa Curtis for all of her help and a report from WWL-TV. She's busy, and hopefully we'll hear from her again. Newell Norman joins us. Newell, I was talking about being able to follow the path of the storm by watching the outage map on online, and you said you pretty much experienced that as you drove in.
As I was listening to you, I'm coming down the interstate not too long ago, and the lights are going off as I'm passing them.
And the neighborhoods is
No, the neighborhoods were still fine.
It was just the streetlights themselves?
It was just the streetlights on the interstate.
All right, so a tornado warning in St. Tammany Parish has expired. Just let me quickly recap this. Flash flood warning, St. John, St. James, Lafourche, Plaquemines, Jefferson, Orleans, St. Tammany, Livingston, Tangipahoa, pretty much as the storm makes its way through. We're looking at some heavy rain. Did you see any street flooding coming in?
There were some streets with about 2-3 inches of water on it. The underpass at the railroad track on the interstate was fine. It was clear. No water on the interstate at all, which was good. I only saw a few cars, mostly police cars. I saw probably almost a dozen police cars on the way here, which is good.
Yeah, speaking of police, a friend of yours on the line, I think you know who he is, Joe Lapinto, Sheriff of Jefferson Parish.
Who dat?
How you doing, Sheriff?
I'm doing great.
I'm got two sheriffs with one greeting. How y'all?
We're doing good.
Joe, I was just making my way down here to the station, and I was going down some of the streets in Old Metairie, just kind of checking them out. A little surface water, but nothing you know, huge by any stretch of the imagination. Are you hearing anything?
No, that's what we're getting so far. It looks like we have about an hour left until this wall gets past us, and then we'll probably go out and assess some more. We're still dispatching calls and still have people out on the street. I'm listening to the radio now. So, you know, we'll know a little bit more in probably about an hour or so. But we certainly have enough people to go and respond and get out afterwards. And actually, I just got an update from the EOC. They're watching it, and no major issues as of right now.
You know, let me say this, Noah, real quick, and Joe, I'll ask you. I got a call from somebody with the Orleans Parish J. Vice Communication District. Apparently, AT&T and T-Mobile customers, and we reached out to AT&T. They were not aware of this. We're having a hard time calling 911, so the alternate number for Orleans is 504-671-3600 if anybody in Orleans Parish is to call 911. Have y'all had any kind of problems like that?
We have not, although they've had some problems on their end in the past. But generally speaking, no, we have not had any problems. In fact, I just called a little while ago from my AT&T number and had no problems in Jefferson Parish. So I can't speak for Orleans, but we're not having any problems I know about.
Okay.
Any updates, Joe, from Grand Isle?
You know, I talked to Mayor Comerdell probably about 3 hours ago. They ended up getting probably a little lucky. They had a little air impact, you know, when they were about when that wall was going to kind of hit them on the side. So it wasn't even raining for them. Wow. Certainly they had some water over the road at normal places, but it looked like some of it was even going out at Cavanita Pass, although it was probably 2 feet on the road, you know, closer to the whatever, the boat launch. I've lost the name of it right now.
Yeah.
But I haven't talked to the mayor in probably about 2 hours. Spoke with Lafitte a little while ago. Again, flooding in the areas where we expect to have flooding. but it didn't appear that they were even going to put the sandbags across the road to block the road tonight. So hopefully all of this continues to just come in quick and then and gets out of here in the next few hours. I think we'll have high tide overnight, but he didn't expect to have to close the road, which is all good.
And I'm looking at the outage map on the Entergy website, and Jefferson Parish looks like it's faring fairly well.
Yeah, it just looked the same. It looks like about 31,000 customers out right now in Jefferson Parish. And let's see if I just look at that, 38,000, so a few more since I just looked at it. But as you said, it even looked like Grand Isle and Lafitte still had power, according to the map. So, those things are still good. I know Grand Isle was really beefed up and, over from the last storm. So we've got one of the best, grids in Grand Isle right now, just from the last storm. And it looks like, it's still up and running.
Is there a curfew in Jefferson Parish or not?
We did not put a curfew in place, without a mandatory, even a voluntary evacuation. I didn't think it was a good idea to put a curfew, allow people to have to move if they have to. I mean, look, the roads are empty right now. Nobody should be out in this storm. We'll reassess the damage overnight tonight and in the morning. And if I have to implement a curfew for tomorrow night, either partially or parish wide, we'll certainly communicate that. But curfews are mainly for post-storm activities, not necessarily pre-storm activities. And, you hope people are smart enough to be off the road during the middle of this storm right now. But so we don't have a curfew, in fact, but I'll reevaluate that for in the morning.
As they say, hope springs eternal.
Yeah, sometimes. Human nature is crazy because if the weather's like this and you ask somebody to go to a grocery store for you, they'll say, are you crazy? But yet to go joyride, they'll get in a car and do it, right?
Yeah, they will. I mean, look, and you can't see the wires that are down. I mean, we certainly have wires that are down in Parish right now. We certainly have trees down. Give us through the night until the morning to kind of clear some of that to get out of the way. Again, I think the worst is on us right now. I think we'll have another, hour or so of storms, and then we'll be out in force tonight to try to clear as much as we can, along with our partners with Entergy, and try to get everything reestablished and then, back to normal by tomorrow afternoon, hopefully.
You want to recap the procedure for when the traffic, and look, you don't want to go driving around unless you have to, even after the storm is over with the traffic lights, but I know that's a problem in Jefferson Parish. I think y'all had a hit and run last year or one storm as a result, or maybe the lights were out.
You,
I don't know exactly what it was.
Yeah, that. I mean, lights are out. You treat every intersection, whether it's a stop sign, whether it's a light, as a four-way stop, and slow down. I mean, that's just what it comes down to. There's water on the roadway. Everybody needs to slow down, no matter where you're going, where you're trying to get to. Especially, the lines across the roadway. You can't see them in the middle of the night. And when lights are out and the street lights are out, you're going to run into them. And so we want everybody to stay off the street at least until daylight. Give us a little bit of time. And if you can, the reason all the schools and stuff are closed tomorrow is for you to stay home, clean up your backyard, clean up around your house. Don't throw anything stupid around power lines, and then we'll take care of getting the rest of it taken care of, everybody.
Yeah, speaking of stupid, you had the line of Ida, I think it was, with this idiocy that went on at the gas station. Just a word about that, Joe, if you would, please.
Well, look, unfortunately, we had a murder just after we made that comment. But, people lose their patience in times like this. And we were having disturbances after disturbances at gas stations for people that were trying to buy gas. And we understand that that's a need, if you remember, that was a different storm that we asked people to evacuate for. If you stay in town, make sure you have enough resources to be able to stay without power for several days. And in this case, they didn't. And then they were fighting over gas, and every chance that they got, we were getting called to handle disturbances at gas stations. And, my police officers were calling them the infamous gas hole at that point in time, which was, of course, made it viral. But at the end of the day,
I think it was good. It's a good way to remember it. Because you know what, Joe? One guy's dead and the other one's still in jail, right?
Actually,
he out with time, sir?
That was 3 years ago, but I think they ended up doing. Yeah, I don't remember the outcome of the case, but
they said 25 years.
The gas oil comment. The gas oil comment was actually before the homicide that occurred.
I didn't realize that. So just
yeah,
it's just don't be an idiot, right?
I think assholes into Webster's now.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. No,
and also about driving through flooded streets.
Well, I mean, again, slow down. You know, look, the streets are made to hold water. That is a catch basin, basically, waiting to be able to be drained out. You are supposed to have street flooding. The difference is you don't want the water pushing the vehicles pushing the water into people's houses. You shouldn't be on the street at all. If you are happen to be going through, you know, standing water, the slower you can go, the better, in order to make sure you're not pushing into somebody's house. Because, of course, if they don't have water in the house and you're the one that pushes it in, they are not going to be happy, and I don't blame them.
Yeah. Well, Joe, thank you so much for joining us. Truly appreciate it, and stay safe out there.
You too. Thank you.
Yeah, the only thing is interesting, Joe, Newell was even patrolling on his way into work.
Yeah,
today is the 7th anniversary of being employed by WWL, and you were even on patrol on the way in, weren't you?
Yeah, that's right. Always looking.
8:15, we'll take a break. We come back. We're going to talk to Jacques Thibodeau, the Governor's Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness Communications. He's the director of GOSUP, not the communications guy. Either way, we'll talk to him and get the latest when we come back. Continuing hurricane coverage, Newell Norman. I'm Tommy Tucker, WWL.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Noel Norman, do you know when these damn thing ends when you're supposed to talk? I don't know, because it just seemed like I keep false starting. This is a serious situation. We're going to talk to Jacques Thibodeau in a second. But you say we were watching Jim Cantore earlier and laughing because he was just standing out like an idiot in the weather in Morgan City. And you said they went to jump his car. And what happened?
The battery was dead. They opened the hood to go jump the car, and there's a snake sitting on top of the engine there. It looked like a cottonmouth to me, but I'm not sure what it was.
Well, that brings us to Jacques Thibodeau, the Governor's Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness. You're not in charge of Jim Cantore, Jacques, but you are on with Newell Norman and Tommy Tucker on WWL. How you doing?
Good. Well, first thing I want to tell you is I'm inside, not starting a car, so I'm
Thank
good to go.
Thank God. Good for you. That means you got common sense, Jacques. That's great.
Thank you.
What's going
on? We're doing good. All right, so what we got, I'm going to let Jay, I got Jay Grimes with me.
Sure.
I'm going to let him
kind of
give you a weather picture.
Him as well, Jay Grimes, state climatologist at GOSUP. Sorry, Jay, I was too busy screwing around with the snake and Jim Cantore. Go ahead, please.
Well, and Jacques, too, right?
And Jacques, too, yes.
Okay. Okay, so here's what we got. Of course, storms moved inland now. It's starting to fall apart on its south side. That's some good news. But the maybe not so good news for folks in the New Orleans area is that it looks like it might be moving a little east of the forecast track. Not a big shift, but just enough to push some big winds into the Crescent City. Of course, we've already seen the impacts of winds down in the coastal parishes, and that's starting to spread inland as well. The other thing is that the rain numbers are trending a little higher than we thought they would. I don't think that's going to be a big issue, but you are going to have some serious standing water, especially in the usual places as you get into the overnight hours. The good news here with this storm is
it's going to get out of here just about as quickly as it got in. And I think by tomorrow morning, we can get started on the cleanup across South Louisiana.
What kind of rainfall are you talking about? I'm trying to get a handle on it, Jake. You know, it's all about the time, the inches of rain and the time frame within which those inches of rain fall and a pumping station keeping up with it. I'm just trying to get a handle on that. What are you seeing? What are you predicting?
Down south of the city, we've seen some places get 3, even 4 inches of rain in a period a little over an hour or so. You could see some pockets of really heavy downpours, rain rates that could be, you know, 2, 2.5 inches in an hour. Now, that's a little bit ahead of what the pumps can handle. But the good thing here is that they're not going to be prolonged heavy downpours. So rain totals around the city, I think, yeah, you could see some 4 and 5 inch numbers spread out over about 6 or 7 hours. That's going to push the pumps maybe to the limits, but I think they should be able to handle that for most areas of Metro New Orleans.
And real quick before we go to Newell Norman, I'm looking at the radar and trying to decipher it. I've gotten texts from people down in Terrebonne Parish and St. Mary Parish and Lafourche even, and they're saying that they think that the rain is over with, and you talked about wind shear taking out the back side of it. Is that what happened? And Jay, and is the rain over with?
Wind shear and dry air wrapping around the back side of it. So, yeah, down along the coast, up into and just to the north of Houma, most of the rain is over now. I'm not going to tell those folks they're completely done with it yet, because you still got a little bit of the sort of the broken eye wall that's going to come through from the backside. But the heaviest of rains for those folks down there, mainly in Terrebonne and to some degree in St. Mary Parish, those biggest rains were over with. Into central Lafourche, they probably still got a little bit to deal with, but then it's all going to be moving out relatively quickly. All of those folks will be long done with the rain before midnight, and I think by the time we get around midnight, 1, maybe 2 o'clock, most of New Orleans on the South Shore will be done with the rain. Then it's just a matter of waiting for the last of the rains to clear the North Shore.
Shock, with that in mind, the trailing side of the storm kind of breaking up, obviously people will be coming out of their houses. Do we have any updates on road closures down in the coastal parishes?
We do. And what I want to do is I want to highlight a website where all of our information feeds into. It's called virtuallA.LA.gov, and I'll spell it virtuallA.LA.gov or 511A.org. 511LA.org, I'm sorry. So what we have is we have a situation where, as Jay talked about, the storm came in right in between St. Mary and Terrebonne and just wreaked havoc with the west side of the storm on St. Mary, Terrebonne, and Lafourche. So what we've got is we've got the immediate capability to get out there tomorrow and see where we are. We want to remind everyone to stay vigilant, Newell. We're not out of the woods, as Jay said, yet, but the good news is we've had no fatalities and no injuries reported as of yet.
Chuck, I was watching while I was off for several hours watching TV, and they were interviewing folks from the parishes down there that said they were seeing standing water in areas that historically they've not seen before, which I thought was kind of an interesting phenomenon, because this was a storm that wasn't near what Ida was and yet presented challenges that Ida did not present.
Absolutely. And one of the things that we were the most worried about is hitting, we knew where this storm was coming, that it would hit maybe the population center of New Orleans or Baton Rouge. Mm-hmm. Now, fortunately for us, it came up right there between the middle of it. But what concerns us the most on this is the amount of water that came with the rain, as Jay talked about, and with that storm surge. You're absolutely right. I just happened to be in Lafourche Parish, is my home, Thibodeau, and the rain gauge in my house was 8 inches.
Wow.
So phenomenal amount of water in about 2 hours.
Jay, if I can ask you a question about Baton Rouge, because we got friends there as well. First of all, let me start with the North Shore. They would be out of the worst of the wind and the rain by when?
I think the rain and the wind, well, the rain will probably start to end. The heaviest of the rains will end as the leading edge of the what's left of the eye wall and the last rain band rolls through. That will probably be coming to an end. The significant rains now coming to an end not long after midnight. That doesn't mean that they'll be done with the rain completely, but anything after that will be generally on the light and just some passing showers in terms of rain amounts. The winds are probably going to stay up until sometime into 2 or maybe even 3 o'clock, but the heaviest of the winds also should be through the North Shore area by or even before midnight.
And what about Baton Rouge? What are they looking at? And Gonzales.
Baton Rouge is actually, yeah, we're actually doing pretty good over here in the capital city. The winds have been breezy and at times rather gusty, but with this storm moving, especially given that the wind, or rather the storm, looks like it's going to be moving a little bit east of the official track, and the fact that we're seeing a fairly significant dry pocket of air coming in out of western Louisiana. So Baton Rouge is probably going to handle the rains just fine. I could see lots of the area of Baton Rouge probably coming in at under 3 inches for the event. Some areas maybe even less than an inch and a half. And in terms of winds, yeah, they're going to see some tropical storm force gusts, maybe even some brief winds in that 40 to 50 mile per hour range. But I think for most of Baton Rouge, it's going to be fine. Now, as you go east of Baton Rouge, through Denham Springs and into Livingston Parish, now you're going to get into the area where you're going to be rolling through the core of the storm. And the winds could be pretty impactful, especially in places like southern Livingston, East Ascension, down towards St. John and St. Charles, St. James. Those winds there are going to be fairly substantial until they push on through sometime probably before midnight.
Jacques, I know that y'all pre-stage a lot of assets down in South Louisiana. Will y'all start doing some assessments this evening?
Absolutely. And the first thing that we always try to do is have those teams out there with local law enforcement, primarily sheriff's deputies and municipal chiefs of police or police officers, that can tell us what we're looking at. Really, our concern in something like this is search and rescue. We know that we have fallen trees. We know that we do have fallen trees on top of houses. Fortunately for us, our communications with all the sheriff's departments through our LWIN system and all our law enforcement and first responders is working, and all of our 911 centers are up and running. So we are our biggest focus right now as we get to the assessments, really, as you know, Sheriff, is to go all the way through search and rescue and really try to get tonight and tomorrow and get all those people that need the help that are stranded now because of what we see with the water and the downed trees.
Yeah, Jacques, you know, it's interesting. I'm looking at the Entergy outage map, and Grand Isle is the only green area down there. It's absolutely amazing. We were just talking to Sheriff Joe Lapinto, and he reminded us of how Entergy really hardened the assets down there on the island. And this is a testament to it worked because it's the whole island is still in green.
Let me just play devil's advocate for 1 second and bring in Jay Grimes on this, a climatologist. Did Grand Isle get a lot of wind, and is it, I'm just curious, was it a weather anomaly, or is it a true test of the system somewhere in between? And I'm not trying to disagree with you, Sheriff, because I don't want to get out over my skis.
Absolutely.
Never want to do that.
You should not.
No, I'm not. But what about that, Jay?
Well, I would certainly say that Grand Isle got a decent amount of wind there, but the fact that they have been successful in terms of staying green, as you point out, that certainly shows that there must be something different going on down there, and hardening of the system is certainly the best answer possible. Because if you look at the rest of lower and central Lafourche and the lower Terrebonne, you know, nobody's got the lights on.
And to be clear, I just wanted to emphasize how brilliant the sheriff is. That's all. That's all I was trying to do. Everybody understands that, right? Jacques and Jay, everybody's on the same page with this, right?
Sheriff, I am standing and saluting right now.
Good for you. I got my hand over my heart, Jacques. Covering my you-know-what with the other one. But anyway, anything else, Noel?
No, that's the, we certainly appreciate. We know you guys are busy, and we truly appreciate you guys offering up the information. virtuallA.la.gov or 511LA.org, and you can get all of the road closures and all of the other information that you guys have been able to provide for us.
Let me throw one more thing in, if I can. Tornado activity, Jay, this is not going to likely happen. Conditions not favorable.
Well, we've had at least one warning or two, and I would say there's still a threat for tornadic activity and some strong isolated thunderstorms within the rain band. So let's not let the guard down for that. The area, almost all of southeast Louisiana, still under a tornado watch for the time being. But that threat will subside, I think, fairly quickly, though. Probably before midnight as everything starts to lift out to the northeast.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yeah, thank you so much, guys. Stay safe.
And look, I'll talk to you all about the Newell Norman tribute dinner another time, all right?
Absolutely, another time. But look, thank you guys for getting the word out, and thank you for letting us on.
Yeah, we're kidding around trying to lighten up a little bit. We know it's a serious situation. And Newell, I see on TV somebody in Houma, couple of people, I don't know if it's first responders or not, apparently the rain has let up enough of the wind and they're walking around with a flashlight. Probably not the time to assess damage, I would think, right? You're on with Newell and Tommy.
Hi, Newell. Hi, Tommy. How are y'all doing?
So, Casey, I know that, have you been in the EOC? Is that...
The EOC. Well, to tell you the truth, I'm riding it out on the North Shore.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got
you. You know what? Before we get to Resilience New Orleans, let me talk about the weather there, if we can. What are you seeing, and what about area about on the North Shore, and what are you going through right now?
I'm in Mandeville with my sister, and besides her baking lots of fattening things, and I'm super upset about that, we've been having a lot of rain.
Just wait, what was that part of this?
Of rain.
What was it?
Oh, my sister is baking all the fattening things.
Oh, yeah. That's it's comfort food. That's what you do during a storm.
Yeah.
In lieu of Oreos.
Right.
We're waiting on our care package.
Absolutely.
Well, I will set that up and get these out of here as soon as possible. Unfortunately, you know, the wind's coming in, the rain's coming in. I think it sounds a little bit worse on the other side of the lake. But, you know, we're waiting for it. So power's still on. Things are still, functional. Just hoping for the best.
Tell me, if you will, a little bit about Resilience New Orleans, if you will, please.
Sure. Resilience New Orleans is a nonprofit I started last year. I had seen a lot of just kind of weirdness with the way the conversations were going around our energy policy, particularly electricity policy in New Orleans and around the state, that we weren't looking for smart solutions anymore. It had just become a game of, you know, guys in black hats, guys in white hats. Mm-hmm. And that's just not really how it works. We all need electricity, and the people who make sure that we have electricity are not bad guys. Generally,
That's true.
They're the people working on the lines. They're putting their lives at risk in a lot of situations. Like tomorrow, when we have all the linemen going out to pick up live wires and rehook them, you know, that is a dangerous job. And these are not bad people, you know. So I just kind of wanted to jump into the fray and try to bring some calm and more rationality to the conversations.
So what would you say the mission statement is? I'm just curious.
Well, you know, the mission statement is just very simple. Advocate for sensible energy and electric policies to best ensure our city remains a vital place to live and work. That we are not interested in pointing fingers like who are bad guys, who are good guys, because there are no good guys or bad guys. Like, we all need electricity and we all want the best for each other. So let's just talk about solutions to get to that best place.
Well, I think you said it well. I mean, the work that they do is incredibly important. It's incredibly dangerous. you know, one of the things that I've advocated for is that when we have power lines on one side of the street, that we not allow the planting of trees and stuff that are going to grow 40 feet, 50 feet, 60 feet up in the air and get all entangled into power lines, and then complain about the fact that we lose power when we sit there and put all of this vegetation, you know, twisted like a pretzel around the power lines, and when it goes out, we complain. It's like I've never quite understood that mentality, you know, and it's like, why are we doing this? Maybe we don't want to go tear down the trees that are there now, but we certainly don't want to plant new trees under a power line. You know, it's just, it's been one of my pet peeves for years.
Honey, okay, I can tell you how many times I have just been driving around the city and I have seen an actual log on a power line.
Oh, yeah.
Which means
they cut the tree
that
around
at some point,
yep,
a tree limb grew around a line, and instead of just cutting the tree back, they just trimmed off parts of it.
Yeah.
Now, how long does it take for a tree to grow a limb around a power line?
And why would you leave it there is the question that always comes to my mind. What would your vision be?
Because, you know,
Newell was talking earlier about Grand Isle and the fact that if you look at the outage map, that they're solid green and that could go to hardening the grid. What would your vision be for hardening the grid throughout the city? And keeping in mind that, as you said, linemen are not the enemy. The people that are trying to fix it, and the power companies are not the enemy. They want to sell electricity, right? That's what they do. So what would your vision be for that, Casey?
Well, let me just clarify, like, no one's perfect in this whole game, but that we all need electricity. Electricity has become, in the 21st century, an apex service, which means all of our other services, our entire lives, are around energy. So when the power goes out, our communications go out, our internet goes out, our gas stations go out. So we need electricity
Netflix
to stay
goes
on.
Out.
Well, Netflix goes up.
Don't even get me started.
Have you watched Three Body Problem?
Okay, I loved that book, and they did such a good job on Netflix. I can't wait for the next season.
He doesn't read it.
Book? What do you mean book? You can watch it on TV with pictures. Why the hell would you read a book? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead.
No, okay, so let's go back. So Grand Isle is green right now. I wouldn't hold up hope that it's going to stay that way, because the thing is, when you have 100 and 120 mile an hour winds, it is very difficult for wood poles to hold up to that kind of stress.
Right.
They're just not designed for it.
No, sorry.
And one thing that, you know, so what Florida utilities have done and what Entergy New Orleans is hoping to do is basically replace all of our poles to something that's called composite.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically kind of a plastic material. It is very resilient to, say, termites, which wood is not. It's resistant to wind, and it's a little bit more resistant to tree limbs, but again, you know, the tree limb problem is new issue.
No, absolutely. Casey DeMoss with Resilience New Orleans, thank you so much for joining us. Stay safe on the North Shore, and let us know if y'all have any bad experiences. Give us a shout. We'll get you back on.
Yes, sir. Y'all stay safe.
All right, you bet. And you can go to Resilience. Where did I find that? ResilienceNOLA.org to find out more about that. If you want, taking a break, coming back on WWL. I'm not saying anything until I'm sure it's clear. Are we okay, Tim? All right, good. We have a flash flood warning that's been now extended to St. Charles, Jefferson, St. John, and Orleans. And pretty much, Newell, I think, you know, if it's the metro area, you can plan on heavy rain and too much rain, more than the pumps can handle. And Alyssa Curtis was on with us earlier, saw some, oddly, some street flooding in South Carrollton and Olive, where some cars were getting flooded. But you said you saw, and she herself said she saw, some of the traditional spots that flooded that were not flooded. So if any of you live near those areas and you're able to help us out with what's flooded and what's not, certainly don't go driving around, but we would love to hear from you in Oakland, Jeweler Talk and Text Line at 504-260-1870. Jason Bergeron joins us now, Terrebonne Parish President. Jason, how in the hell are y'all?
We're doing all right. We're actually out and about trying to get an assessment of what the damage looks like. Looks like everything's kind of died down for now, and hopefully we're done here. So just trying to get a better understanding of some of the damage reports we're getting and what that looks like.
Jason, I was saying to someone, this is Newell Norman, I was saying to someone earlier, I was watching one of the news stations. They were interviewing somebody, I think, from your organization, saying that there were places that they had water, standing water during this storm that they've not experienced before. Is that true?
We've checked out a couple places. There was a conversation about a levee that had broke, but it was really just wind pushing water out of some lakes and across canals, across roads, and just in different areas. We've seen a little of that happening with just the wind.
Where did the, I'm just curious, Noel, I might jump in for a second. Where did the water come from and go into, Jason?
So we've had some reports of water blowing across roads from bayous, and then also it's a Bobtown area in Dulac, coming up around a levee from a lake being pushed further north.
But to be clear, and that's important, an important distinction between water being pushed over a levee and a levee breaching. There has been no levee breaching at all, right? That's what you're saying?
No levee breaching. It's not actually pushed over a levee, pushed up around a levee. Okay. So there's so much wind pushing out of the south that we're talking about moving a large body of water with all this wind we've been having. And again, just pushing water in some situations where it never has been before. But all going to subside.
Jason, you guys have made a significant investment in your levee system down there, the parish that is. And so it's good to hear that it's holding up and doing what y'all expected it to do.
Yes, sir. I mean, it's a situation where we were doing work, yesterday on the levee system because it can never be high enough. And where the storm was coming in is really a worst case scenario for us. So the wrong path, the wrong speed, wrong strength of a storm. We ended up with water outside our levees in some areas at 10 foot 2 inches,
wow.
And then in most of the other areas is around 7 foot, pushing up the levee, which we understood it was going to be 5 to 10 foot storm surge, and that's what it brought.
Can you kind of walk us through? And I know you're busy here, Jason, but can you kind of walk us through geographically that area system, that the levee system you were working on yesterday, specifically where you were finishing up yesterday or working on it as late as yesterday?
We had a few different areas, but mostly in our western Dulage levee system area.
Okay, so that would be, I'm looking at the map, that would be near
west side of Terrebonne Parish, like I said, town of Dulage, or area Dulage, Terrio.
Gotcha, I'm looking at it right now, I got you. North of Dulac, actually. Yes? And to the west of that?
No, west of Dulac.
Yeah, west of Dulac. I got you. So what are the conditions as far as now? What is it that you're worried about? Tell me about power outages, about any kind of street flooding or anything?
Not been aware of any street flooding. We have 14,000 customers on our Terrebonne Parish Utilities that is down, and we have, at least I've heard of it, somewhere between 25,000 and 30,000 energy customers, and then we have another group called SLEGA, but we have not received a report on what the outages are there.
As you started your assessment, are y'all witnessing any downed trees or anything along those lines?
Yeah, we have downed trees. We have downed power lines. We know some roofs have blown off some houses and buildings, so we're definitely kind of going through right now and checking out, what that looks like, what roads are open, and working with our law enforcement to make sure, all those low power lines are where people won't get in trouble or have any problems. So,
did you have a shelter open or not?
Yes, we did. We had about 75 residents in that shelter. And so that shelter just had some recent work done post-Ida. So everything looks like it's good there.
Your advice to your constituents, obviously, we're hearing that I don't know if it's still raining there, but we're hearing that that's subsiding, and I know a lot of people are going to go out and start assessing. What's your best advice to them?
Be careful. Which, you know, we like you to stay off the roads. The power lines that are hanging are very sneaky, and before you know it, you're pulling that. You're pulling a tree limb or a tree in the road. So, you know, it's best to, you know, right now, if you get on the road, something happens, we're going to have to put the life of a responder at risk to make sure that you're rescued. So, you know, we understand there's some nails on roads, and there's just so many unknowns that somebody could get stranded or have a problem. So we just hope that they just stay off the roads so we get a better assessment and give an update to the residents.
Jason, I'm just wondering, when you talk about houses with roofs blown off, did you have to kind of like rescue people or get them from there and take them to shelter?
We know of one elderly couple that did get rescued and brought into a shelter, but none others that we're aware of at this time.
And there's a curfew until 8 a.m. Do I have that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much, Jason. Stay safe out there as you do your assessment, because I've done that a 100 times, and it's not a pretty sight, and it's always dangerous. You never, as you just pointed out, you never know what's going to sneak up on you.
Nothing worse than getting a nail through your foot. Jason, real quick, one other question I had for you. Was there anything surprised you about this, and any last-minute surprises, either between predictions or intensity of rainfall or wind or maybe a pleasant surprise like Newell was talking about with the levees?
Not really, per se. I know there was, it seemed at the end, it seemed like the radars wasn't showing anything really going on. But there seemed to be wind and rain, and so that was something, you know, we had to work with the National Weather Service to get a better understanding of what could have been causing that and how long it was going to last. So it actually ended a little sooner than we thought it would. But so far, I think everybody was a little surprised that it was supposed to be a 1 and came in as a 2 and probably did a little more damage than people expected. So that's just something that, like I said, we're trying to get a better understanding of what's going on with that. Where we're going to be, and as soon as we start doing recovery and repairs, we are.
And I have a feeling we're going to talk to you when you do, Jason. Thank you. Appreciate your time. Good luck to you.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Stay safe, my friend.
God bless.
All right, we'll take a break, come back, pick it up here. Noel Normand is a former sheriff of Jefferson Parish, celebrating his 7th anniversary with us here today on WWL. And I'm Tommy Tucker. We'll be back here on WWL. I'm not saying anything until I'm sure it's clear. Are we okay, Tim? All right, good. We have a flash flood warning that's been now extended to St. Charles, Jefferson, St. John, and Orleans. And pretty much, you know, I think, you know, if it's the metro area, you can plan on heavy rain and too much rain, more than the pumps can handle. And Alyssa Curtis was on with us earlier, saw some street flooding in South Carrollton and Olive, where some cars were getting flooded. But you said you saw... And she herself said she saw some of the traditional spots that flooded that were not flooded. So if any of you live near those areas and you're able to help us out with what's flooded and what's not, certainly don't go driving around, but we would love to hear from you and open our Jeweler Talk and text line at 504-260-1870. Jason Bergeron joins us now, Terrebonne Parish President. Jason, how in the hell are y'all?
We're doing all right. We're actually out and about trying to get an assessment of what the damage looks like. Looks everything's kind of died down for now, and hopefully we're done here. So just trying to get a better understanding of some of the damage reports we're getting and what that looks like.
Jason, I was saying to someone, this is Newell Normand, I was saying to someone earlier, I was watching one of the news stations. They were interviewing somebody, I think, from your organization, saying that there were places that they had water standing water during this storm that they've not experienced before. Is that true?
We've checked out a couple places. There was a conversation about a levee that had broke, but it was really just wind pushing water out of some lakes and across canals, across roads, and just in different areas. We've seen a little of that happening with just the wind.
Where did the, I'm just curious, Noel, I might jump in for a second. Where did the water come from and go into, Jason?
So we've had some reports of water blowing across roads from bayous, and then also it's a Bobtown area in Dulac, coming up around a levee from a lake being pushed further north.
But to be clear, and that's important, an important distinction between water being pushed over a levee and a levee breaching. There has been no levee breaching at all, right? That's what you're saying?
No levee breaching. It's not actually pushed over a levee, pushed up around a levee. Okay. So there's so much wind pushing out of the south that it just, I mean, we're talking about moving a large body of water with all this wind we've been having. And again, just pushing water in some situations where it never has been before. But all going to subside.
Jason, you guys have made a significant investment in your levee system down there, the parish that is. And so it's good to hear that it's holding up and doing what y'all expected it to do.
Yes, sir. I mean, it's a situation where we were doing work, yesterday on the levee system because it can never be high enough. And where the storm was coming in is really a worst-case scenario for us. So, the wrong path, the wrong speed, wrong strength of a storm. We ended up with water outside our levees in some areas at 10 foot 2 inches.
Wow.
And then in most of the other areas was around 7 foot, pushing up the levee, which we understood it was going to be 5 to 10 foot storm surge, and that's what it brought.
Can you kind of walk us through, and I know you're busy here, Jason, but can you kind of walk us through geographically that area system, that the levee system you were working on yesterday, specifically where you were finishing up yesterday or working on it as late as yesterday?
We had a few different areas, but mostly in our western Dulage levee system area.
Okay, so that would be, I'm looking at the map, that would be near...
west side of Terrebonne Parish, like I said, town of Dulage, or area, Dulage, Terrio.
Gotcha, I'm looking at it right now, I got you. North of Dulac, actually. Yes? And to the west of that?
No, west of Dulac.
Yeah, west of Dulac. I got you. So what are the conditions as far as now? What is it that you're worried about? Tell me about power outages, about any kind of street flooding or anything?
Not been aware of any street flooding. We have 14,000 customers on our Terrebonne Parish Utilities that is down, and we have, at least I've heard of it, somewhere between 25,000 and 30,000 energy customers, and then we have another group called SLEGA, but we have not received a report on what the outages are there.
As you started your assessment, are y'all witnessing any downed trees or anything along those lines?
Yeah, we have downed trees. We have downed power lines. We know some roofs have blown off some houses and buildings, so we're definitely kind of going through right now and checking out, what that looks like, what roads are open, and working with our law enforcement to make sure, all those low power lines are where people won't get in trouble or have any problems. So,
did you have a shelter open or not?
Yes, we did. We had about 75 residents in that shelter, and so that shelter just had some recent work done post Ida, so everything looks like it's good there.
Your advice to your constituents, obviously, we're hearing that I don't know if it's still raining there, but we're hearing that that's subsiding, and I know a lot of people are going to go out and start assessing. What's your best advice to them?
Be careful. We like you to stay off the roads. The power lines that are hanging are very sneaky, and before you know it, you're pulling that. You're pulling a tree limb or a tree in the road. So, it's best to... right now, if you get on the road, something happens, we're going to have to put the life of a responder at risk to make sure that you're rescued. So, we understand there's some nails on roads, and there's just so many unknowns that somebody could get stranded or have a problem. So we just hope that they just stay off the roads so we get a better assessment and give an update to the residents.
Jason, I'm just wondering, when you talk about houses with roofs blown off, did you have to kind of like rescue people or get them from there and take them to shelter?
We know of one elderly couple that did get rescued and brought into a shelter, but none others that we're aware of at this time.
And there's a curfew until 8 a.m. Do I have that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much, Jason. Stay safe out there as you do your assessment, because I've done that 100 times, and it's not a pretty sight, and it's always dangerous. You never, as you just pointed out, you never know what's going to sneak up on you.
Nothing worse than getting a nail through your foot. Jason, real quick, one other question I had for you. Was there anything surprised you about this? And any last-minute surprises, either between predictions or intensity of rainfall or wind or maybe a pleasant surprise like Newell was talking about with the levees?
Not really, per se. I know there was, it seemed at the end, it seemed like the radars weren't showing anything really going on. But there seemed to be wind and rain, and so that was something, we had to work with the National Weather Service to get a better understanding. of what could have been causing that and how long it was going to last. So it actually ended a little sooner than we thought it would. But so far, I think everybody was a little surprised that it was supposed to be a one and came in as a two and probably did a little more damage than people expected. So that's just something that, like I said, we're trying to get a better understanding of what's going on with that and where we're going to be. And as soon as we start doing recovery and repairs, we are.
And I have a feeling we're going to talk to you when you do, Jason. Thank you. Appreciate your time. Good luck to you.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Stay safe, my
friend. God bless.
All right, we'll take a break, come back, pick it up here. Noel Normand is a former sheriff of Jefferson Parish, celebrating his 7th anniversary with us here today on WWL. And I'm Tommy Tucker. We'll be back here on WWL.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.